breaking news, Canmore loves bikes. Stop the presses.
Shocking.
Yeah. We're getting a big festival here July 3rd through 12th to celebrate cycling culture right here in the Bow Valley.
Canmore Bike Fest has been a work in progress really organically over the past several years. Mm-hmm. Rundle Mountain Cycling Club, I do believe, usually has some bike stuff in July.
Yeah. I mean, this Eliminator race, they did it last year in Spring Creek. Apparently, it was an absolute blast. Their Criterium race, July 11th. I mean, that's nothing new for the schedule either. But it's kind of uniting those events and maybe adding a few new ones to make a big week-long celebration of cycling here in town.
All bike culture is that we like to roll around on two wheels, and that's what connects us.
There's an article in this week's Outlook that's saying that Bike Fest might want to be like another big cycling festival in Whistler, which I'm not familiar with.
Crankworks in Whistler is a huge event there, but like Whistler, it's like a huge over-the-top, we're the center of the universe event. Whistler Blackcomb in the summer goes into operations as a lift-assisted mountain bike hill. You take the chairlift up with your bike to the top of the mountain and you ride it down.
That's cool.
That is, I don't think, at all possible, not only in Canmore, but in Banff. We're surrounded by provincial parks. I'm not sure where we would find an appropriate area for this because Whistler also doesn't have critical grizzly bear habitat. There's no concerns about the ecological integrity of the area. It's all bros all the time. It's totally stoked and they like to ride it downhill and go off jumps. So I can see it being the bike fest for people who don't want to go to Crankworks. Maybe.
Sure.
I don't know.
Maybe more casual, a little bit more modest. That's what we're all about in Canmore. We don't like to brag.
Exactly.
A little. We brag a little bit.
Well, we brag about how awesomely cool we are.
Yeah, totally.
How over the top we are.
The event includes a movie screening, also a chance to show off the new bike skills park on Benchlands there, the cemetery park, I believe they're calling it, because it's right next to the cemetery. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a story in the Outlook this week about how those jumps came about. It's really great story. The gentleman who was trying to help improve them was approached by the town saying, "What are you doing digging in our park?" And basically, instead of like telling him not to, helped him undergo the process of starting his own business, getting insured as a bike jump park builder. And
so he was just doing this by himself, and then the town sort of was like, "Okay, we'll help you out."
It's working with people, not against people.
And that's what we're all about in Canmore too.
Exactly. And so now we're seeing more work like that being done in the Nordic Center. And there's so many different things when it comes to bikes that you can enjoy here in Canmore and the Bow Valley. And one of the best parts, you don't have to find a parking spot.
BikeCanmore.ca has a full schedule of events for Canmore Bike Fest, July 3rd through 12th.